Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Hello and welcome to the A24 Project here on the Nerd Party Network. Every 2 weeks, we look at two films from the A24 filmography, and in between, we try and interview the talent involved, from people like Bo Burnham to Millie Shapiro. In this episode, I'm joined by Catherine Olivier to discuss her role as Kennedy in 8th grade. Catherine talks to me about the audition process, auditioning for Kayla, the inspirations behind her performance as Kayla's school nemesis Kennedy, working with Bo Burnham, and portraying a character so different from herself, and much more. Thanks to Catherine for giving up her time to talk with us, and I hope you enjoyed the interview. Gucci! What inspired you to become an actress?
Well, I started out with like community theater and stuff when I was really little because I was so fortunate to come from an arts-based family because my dad is a drummer and my mom did shows with me when I was little because she did them when she was younger. And so she really got me into that. And I loved it. I wanted to be a part of that with every part of me. And yeah, so I just started there. And then as I got older, I started to discover film and I was like, oh, this sounds cool. Maybe I'll dive into that. And as I started to do that, I was like, oh my God, this is even better than musical theater. This is everything that I want to do and more. So I just fell in love with it instantly. And I knew that that was my purpose. So yeah.
Was there, what films and actors did you sort of look up to when you were younger that really inspired you to kind of push towards a career in this?
Well, Kristen Chenoweth was like my first idol as a child. Like I wanted to be her as Glinda in Wicked. That was my first real idol. And as I got older, obviously Meryl Streep, and I was named after Katharine Hepburn, so I always thought she was incredible. And yeah, I love, my family also is super into movies, so we've always watched a ton of classic movies, and The Godfather was just, like, mind-boggling to me with how amazing it was. Al Pacino, oh my God, I was blown away.
When did you sort of get approached for 8th grade? When in sort of your career was this moment where it's like, ooh, I might be in a feature film here?
I started doing more film stuff when I was around 11, and I first got an audition for Kayla, actually, when I was, like, 12-ish, and then the next year, when I was, oh, wait, no, that was when I was 13, and then when I was 14, I got a call for Kennedy, and I was like, oh, I know this film, like, that's cool, it came around, and it happened, like, so fast. I had my first audition, and then, like, a week later, I met with Bo, and then, like, 2 weeks later, I met with Elsie and Bo, and then 2 weeks after that, we started filming. So I was just, like, so insanely happy, but it was just so fast, which was amazing,
That's crazy. I never knew you'd sort of gone for the role of Kayla. That seems like there was quite a gap between sort of the opportunity for Kayla and then obviously Kennedy coming along. What was the audition process like when you first got the Kayla role, for example? How did that sort of unfold?
That was just a self-tape. So I didn't really go anywhere. But when I had my audition for Kennedy, it was actually an in-person audition. So I didn't really hear much about the audition for Kayla. And then when I came back around, I was, like, excited because I was happy that I really liked the script. So I was like, oh, I'm glad this is taking off.
What kind of, like, you were saying that you had to film there, for example, these sort of self-tapes. Was it sort of like, here's an element of the script, or was there a certain scene that they got you to kind of perform at home, really?
I think it was, like, her opening monologue where it was the one she's, like, doing her YouTube one. I think it was that. That was the audition. And I think I got the whole script, too, because I remember I loved it.
Was, like, a script like that something that was a surprise to kind of land on your kind of desk at the time?
Kind of. I think I was in 7th grade at the time, so it was, like, a more mature role for me. Like, she's going in to 9th grade, so I was really excited to have this challenge of someone who was, like, not much like me, because I am just, like, a very outgoing, wild person sometimes. Like, so I really liked the role because it was very different from me, and I love roles that are really different from me, so...
Yeah, it certainly sounds like talking to you here, like, you know, I'm talking to you here, and, you know, in the film, Kennedy seems like she can be quite distant as well. It seems like a kind of million miles away from yourself.
Yeah, when I played Kennedy, it was like a totally different world for me, and I really try to stay off social media and my phone, period. I didn't get a phone until, like, January. I had a flip phone, but... Kennedy was just a different world for me because I had my mom's phone, and just to get into character, I would listen to Ariana Grande, and I would use Snapchat on her phone and, like, just use the filters and just to really get that, like, plugged in social media feel of life that I had never had before, because it's so important to her character because she's all about her image on social media, and yeah.
When you sort of had that audition process that you met Bo Burnham and Elsie Fisher, what was that kind of experience like to be in sort of the audition room, and how did you sort of kind of, what was the dynamic within it?
It was like super chill, which I was like really nervous because I was like, oh my God, I'm meeting with this director, and he's like the nicest person ever. So I just walked in and he's like, hey, what's going on? Like I was nervous before, but then once I got in there, I was completely relaxed, and he was so fun to read with because you could just see how invested he was in the characters and the script, and he, like, put his heart and soul into it, so it was just so wonderful to work with him. And then when I met Elsie, like, we instantly were, like, really good friends, and she's so funny and nice and such a talented actress. It was just such a pleasure to work with them, just even in the audition. And then when I found out that I got it, I was like, I can't believe I'm going to spend my summer with these incredible people.
That must have been an amazing phone call to get. Like, it just blows my mind what that must have been like.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Did you sort of know much about Bo Burnham going in? Because one thing, when I sort of eighth grade was coming along and I started to learn about Bo Burnham as like a comedian and sort of his internet background, I've read comments from people like Elsie Fisher and a lot of others about kind of Bo Burnham's comedy really resonates with teenage women and young girls. Was that the same sort of for you, or did you sort of come to him kind of absolutely brand new?
I knew a little bit of him, but I have never really been like a YouTube person, like, so I wasn't super familiar with him, but I knew like a couple of his vines and stuff just from my friends. But then once I knew I was gonna meet him, I started like watching his comedy and stuff, and I was like, this is like so relatable to Gen Z, and I loved it.
When you kind of got to your first day on set, what was that like, sort of here you are in this big movie? Did it feel like it was sort of the start of something special, or was it sort of just a normal day on set?
I was like completely blown away. It was my first time ever on a movie set, so I was freaking out. I was like, okay, I need to stay calm, just need to do my thing. But yeah, it was incredible. Everyone was so nice, and there was this energy, like everyone could tell that this was something special, but like, it was, we had so much fun making it. We were like, is this really like gonna make out to be something? But like, we all could kind of tell how important and how everyone needs this movie right now, that it was going to be huge, but we were like, we had so much fun. Like, is it actually going to be huge? Like, I couldn't believe that I was actually going to be in this movie.
Was there anything that caught you by surprise that, as you mentioned, you know, a lover of theatre and film, and that first day on set, was there anything you thought, oh my God, this isn't what I perhaps expected in a positive way, or was there anything that kind of caught you by surprise?
Well, just kind of like some of the terms that they would use, I wasn't as familiar with, but nothing really caught me by surprise. It was just like everything that I had dreamed it would be, which was so incredible. But yeah, some of the terms, I was just like, what does that mean? So now, like, I know all the different terms and I'm way more comfortable with it.
I think one of the absolute highlights of the film is your birthday pool party. What was that like? How was that sort of film that constructed? Was that over like several days? And it just seemed like absolutely pandemonium, like on screen. What was it like to shoot that?
That was like a complete blast. That was the best part of my summer. It was filmed over a couple days, I think like 3 or 4 days. Yeah, 3 days. And it was just so much fun. We all just got to improv a lot, to just doing weird teenage fun things. And yeah, they just like played music and we would dance in the pool. And yeah, it was just so much fun.
You get to be sort of the star really of that scene. For example, you're the birthday girl, etc. And we get to learn a lot more about sort of Kennedy in this scene as well. What was that like as an actress to kind of get stuck into and almost be the sort of center of attention like that for a big party?
It was a lot of pressure. Like I was nervous, but everyone was so kind to me, and all of the other girls who were at the pool party were so funny and nice. We all just were really good friends. And the girl Nora, who played my best friend, like we were best friends off and on set too. So everyone just made it such a great environment that I didn't have to be nervous. So I was so grateful for that.
Was it difficult getting roles like that? Because you can almost feel that moment of like you're opening all these presents and then you get this sort of go fish type game and it just sort of turns that little bit sour and awkward. Was that difficult for a role to kind of play, thinking like, oh, I'm really upsetting this kind of character here? Or was it like, yeah, this is the job?
I was really nervous that everyone on set was going to think I was actually a mean person. So I was freaking out, but Elsie was so great because she was just like, yo, like it's acting, you know, like it's fine, we're cool. And I was just like, can I hug you? When I asked, when I'm like, oh, can we get one with just the squad? And like she steps away like that. That was really hard to film because I just felt so bad, because I like stuff like that has happened to me, so like I felt terrible doing it to someone else, even if it was acting. But you know, as actors, we were like, yeah, this is just what we gotta do. And part of it was kind of fun to play someone that's totally different from me.
Sometimes they say it's always better to play the baddie than the kind of goodie. There's something more to kind of dig into with something like that.
Yeah, definitely. Like, when I would get ready in the morning, I would just, like, get in the zone. I would be, like, I got out of the shower and I had like my hair and like a turban, and I was like this queen, like with Ariana Grande playing, and I was just really getting in the zone of Kennedy. And because she's so self-absorbed that she was, I had to like get there every day, so that like that really, that moment before filming just really got me there.
So that's something new for me. So Ariana Grande, was that sort of someone that you sort of looked to as sort of your potential inspiration for this young Kennedy character?
Oh, yes, definitely. That was, like, that's her favorite artist. She worships her. And that came a lot from people that I knew that I based Kennedy off of. And I just felt like, yeah, like I don't listen to Ariana Grande usually myself. So I needed someone, like music really got me in that zone. So yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, was there any, you were saying there was some other kind of things you pulled from, was that sort of people that you'd kind of met, you'd mentioned sort of that you've been that person that's been cut out of the photo, for example, or was it sort of, you know, other kind of musicians or talent that you sort of drew from to kind of bring Kennedy to life?
Yeah, and just like the style that she dressed in too is completely different from me, and my hair is actually like super curly, so they straighten my hair every day. Diana was my hairstylist. She was a good woman for spending an hour every day doing that. And so that, just having this entirely different persona, it really got me into character, and it was really easy to get into character with my hair straight. And I wore like all the name brand shoes, and these trendy clothes that I never would have worn before. So that really was what got me into character too.
I love the scene sort of later on that, you know, your clash with Kayla at kind of graduation day. How do you sort of kind of prepare for the scenes like that, where it's like, it's almost like it's been building through this kind of whole film that Kayla's been trying to reach out to you, whether it's through DMs or little letters, that, you know, we've all probably been in that situation, and it kind of climaxes in that sort of put down of Kennedy in that graduation scene, and you have this excellent shell-shocked impression look on your face during it. What was it like to shoot on that day? Was that kind of at the end of the film, or was it sort of somewhere in the middle?
That was in the middle. So we filmed all the stuff at the school. That was the first week of filming. So we filmed like the superlative the first day, and then later we filmed that scene. And then in August we filmed the pool party stuff. So it was pretty early on in the film, but we had done all of our other scenes at the school, so that kind of helped get into like the groove of what our relationship was. And yeah, I was really nervous that day of filming because I was like, my mom and I were driving to set. I was like, Mom, I'm just really worried. I think I'm going to cry because I'm going to feel so bad. And so I was really worried, but it was so powerful to watch her, because she just like does what everyone wishes they could do and could have done. And so I was just blown away by her performance that it just came naturally, that I was just like so blown away. But yeah, I was really worried that I was going to cry.
What was it like when you just, that scene's kind of done, was it like I can breathe now, or did the sort of the emotion get the kind of the better?
It was kind of like, I need a moment. Like, it was, we both were just, like, breathe, and it was, yeah, we didn't even have to do it that many times, because, like, just the raw emotion of it was so beautifully done. There wasn't much else to do, but yeah.
Have you ever kind of, you touched on it, you're like, oh, people might think I'm, you know, kind of this terrible kind of Kennedy or something at times. Have you ever kind of had people kind of maybe scared to approach you or talk to you after maybe some screenings or etc., kind of thinking, I wonder if she is this kind of colder character, or I'm going to just be completely ignored by her if I go up and say hello?
Not really, because like I think it's the way that I dress that people aren't as intimidated, because I like at the screenings and stuff my hair was curly and like I was wearing more outfits that are my style, so I didn't look as much like Kennedy, so I think that left off the pressure more of talking to the mean girl, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like I wondered as well, like when I was kind of rewatching it the other day, that it's even more interesting now that I know that you're new to kind of phones, etc. In those sort of scenes where you are so engrossed in your phone, whether you're interacting with Kayla or other characters, what is actually going on the phones? Is it just like blank screens, or have you got like Spotify or some sort of online content on the go at the time? How are you directed in sort of playing on those phones?
Bo just kind of let us like do what we felt our character would do. So I would go online on these like different like fashion websites, or like look at different nail polish or whatever that I felt like Kennedy would use, that she wanted to do for her graduation. So it was just like that kind of thing. And that was really helpful to get into character too. That way I was actually looking at something and being in that moment.
Yeah. And what was your eighth grade experience like? I think I always think of the tagline for the film, eighth grade is hell. What was your experiences like of going through eighth grade, and did you know kind of Kennedy's and Kayla's and all those other characters?
I absolutely knew all of the characters, and that's why I loved this film so much, because I was like, I know every single person that they're talking about in this film. And my experience was like, I don't know, I think it was like pretty much everyone else's, where it wasn't the greatest, but it wasn't like horrible. And I was homeschooled, so there wasn't as much drama for me to have to get wrapped up in, but, you know, wherever you go, there always is drama anyway. But I was fortunate enough to be surrounded by a lot of friends, too. Like, my best friend has stayed with me through thick and thin and everything, so I'm so grateful that I had her, because I was a lot like Kayla, but at least I had someone that I knew was always there for me. So I think that that was what was really important to me. And it broke my heart that Kayla didn't have someone like that.
And do you think that's one of the things of the film, is that it maybe encourages people to reach out to those that we are maybe cutting from photograph scenes, or that person that seems the most quiet in the classroom?
Oh, absolutely.
And when did you sort of first see the film completed? What was the turnaround from finishing this film and going away to coming back and now watching this finished feature?
It was so amazing. I first saw it at the Boston Film Festival with my whole family, because my family is from Boston, so it was like my entire family was there. And you know, the first time that I saw it, it was more of, like, me judging myself and, like, what was different from the script and that kind of thing. I didn't, like, get the full picture at first, because I, like, just seeing my face on the screen, I was like, oh, why did they not make that facial expression? Like, why did I do that? Because it's just, like, so weird to see yourself up there and, like, my parents and my grandparents are watching the film too, so like it was also awkward to like be next to them. But as I saw the film more and more, like the second time that I saw it, I was like, oh my god, like this is actually like amazing. Everyone else like made it so incredible. Not that like I think that I did a bad job, but like that everyone did so amazing. And yeah, it's just like this piece of art, and I was like so, so grateful to be a part of that.
Have you kind of all the eighth graders from the film in Bow, have you kind of all kept in touch, or is it one of those ones, is it like sort of any professional job, you go your own way?
Yeah, we've all kept in touch pretty well. I mostly talk to Elsie and Nora, like those are the people who I keep the most in touch with. But yeah, it was such a special experience that everyone seems like they really loved who their scenes were with, which is so special. So yeah,
it's been a year really now since the film came out, and it only actually came to the UK actually in March. It came out the same day as Avengers Endgame, and it was a film I was waiting forever for the film to come out in the UK. What's been the impact of that film for you, and sort of generally with the film?
It's been so amazing. Like, I'm really just so grateful that I got to be a part of it, because everyone loved it so much, and I was so grateful that other people related to it and loved it as much as all of us loved it, because we all knew that it was special and important. But for like the world to see it and say, oh my god, this is exactly what we need, this is so important, and yeah, it was just so incredible.
What have been kind of the reaction of, say, friends, fellow eighth graders, when they've seen the film? That I know there's quite some great videos. There's one of Bo and Elsie in particular, where they're watching eighth graders reacting to the film and trailers and scenes. What's been the feedback you've received from the film?
It's my friends are like, they all really liked the movie. Like they like tease me about it once in a while. Like they'll be like, oh, Kennedy, like, but yeah, they all were like, Catherine, this is like really good. Like when you said you were in a movie, we didn't like really believe you, but like now we're like buying tickets to go see your movie. So like, I guess you are in a movie. So that was really funny. But yeah, like other people who like don't know me as well see, like, they're not as afraid of me if they meet me in person, because like I said, I look totally different. But like on social media, people have been like, oh, why are you so mean, like stuff like that, and it's just funny. But yeah,
A24 films are filled with a lot of great female characters, well written, well acted, so many diverse range of characters as well. What's it like to be part of that filmography?
It's an honor, honestly. Like, to be in the same category with all of those women as a production company, like, it's so incredible. Like, A24 is such an amazing production company because it, like, they tell the stories that are usually not the easiest ones, and that because they're reality and they're what people want to pretend doesn't happen. So for me to be a part of that is just really, really incredible.
Is it quite surreal at a young age that you're in this kind of filmography already, and, you know, people wear eighth grade t-shirts, like eighth grades become, you can get things like Etsy, etc. You know, there might even be someone straightening their hair ahead of kind of Halloween to get the Kennedy look now. What's it like to sort of be in the middle of this whirlwind where something that you spent a summer doing has gone on to be so huge, and, you know, here we are even sort of talking about it a year later?
It's just so incredible. And I'm so grateful that I got to be a part of it. And just for people to, like, know that the movie even exists is just incredible. We're like, is it going to become anything? And the fact that it became as successful and that people loved it as much as we all loved it is just such a special gift that I'm just so happy to be a part of.
Was there a moment when you realized, oh my, this is a big thing? Was there ever a moment where it's like, this isn't just any film, you know, one of hundreds that get released every year? This is one that's, like, become something. It's gained traction. People are talking about it. It's a thing.
Yeah, well, like, when all the reviews came out and everyone was, like, talking about it and how much they loved it, I was like, oh my God, like, it's real. And, like, I would see, like, it at the movie theaters and people would be going to it, and it's just incredible that I'm so lucky to have this experience.
Is there any sort of A24 films and characters that have really stood out for you, for example?
Lady Bird. I love that movie. That's like one of my favorite movies of all time. That one really stood out to me, and it's so important and so relatable. I love that movie so much.
And sort of following eighth grade, you've recently appeared in Elementary as well. You sort of swapped West Coast for East Coast with an appearance in that show. How did that one come to be?
That one was, like, pretty quick as well. I went to the audition and I didn't think much of it. I was like, oh yeah, just another audition. And it was funny, at the audition, like, the casting director got a phone call in the middle of my audition, so I was like, oh, I don't really think that I got this one. But then we got the call and they were like, oh, you got it. And that was so great. It was so much fun to work on that one.
Yeah, I watched it this morning. My girlfriend's a huge Elementary fan, so I've seen, like, the first few seasons. And it must be so amazing for an actress to, you're sharing a scene with someone like Lucy Liu. What was, like, that kind of day on set, like, working together on a exciting scene like that? You're selling your blood. That's a pretty unique thing that only Elementary could do.
Yeah, that it was so incredible. I was really, really nervous for that one, because I was like, I'm going to work with this incredible actress. And I had this whole monologue. It wasn't just, like, a couple lines. So that, it was a lot of pressure, but she was so kind and such an amazing person to work with. Along with John Michael, he was, like, the nicest gentleman I've ever met in my life. And yeah, that was such a wonderful experience for me to have.
How does it feel to be, like, you know, you've been seen around the world, like, something like eighth grade, it's Blu-ray, DVD, streaming. So something like Elementary, like, it's almost like people binge these shows, stream these shows, and, like, there's always going to be audiences coming to them. How does it feel to sort of be part of that in your own way?
It's incredible. It's an honor. I'm just really, really grateful to be a part of it.
And what can we kind of look forward to next? Is there anything sort of in the pipeline that we should keep an eye out for?
yes, I can't really talk about it too much, but yeah, there's some stuff coming up.
Oh, you've got me hooked there. But if people wanted to kind of keep an eye out for future kind of things coming up, you know, reach out to you or find out about some of your previous work, where's the best things that people can kind of keep track of that or check in with you?
Usually my Instagram. That's where most of the updates on my career stuff is.
We'll be sure to put a wee link into that into the show notes. So thank you so much, Catherine, for joining me to talk about 8th grade, elementary, and your career. It's been really fantastic, and it's been a real pleasure to chat with you today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.